Welcome to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I'm your host, John Sino Evil here. Let's get right down to it, starting with AW Dark Elevation from Buffalo, New York. Has the Beast of Burden, Nyla Rose, and Marina Shafir defeated the team of JC Storm and Joelle Clift. Shafir gets the pin on Clift easily after they hit a double team DDT. Joelle Clift also goes by Jade in the Indies, but obviously she got a little bit of a name change. And JC Storm has been on AEW Dark before as just JC, so good to see she got her last name back. Julia Hart defeated Tiara James by submission with the Heartless. James making her debut, but she's known for the local indie scene here in New York and has appeared in segments for both Impact Wrestling and WWE on the Lothario's Kiss Cam. Dante Martin and Matt Sydal defeated Zach Clayton and Serpentico very quickly in under a minute, with Martin hitting the nosedive on Serpentico for the pin. Athena defeated Emi Sakura, a really fun match here, and the longest match on this show being close to 5 minutes, with Athena getting the pin after hitting the O-Face. The House of Black's Brody King and Buddy Matthews defeated Isaiah Prince and Cubes. Matthews gets to win easily, pinning Cubes after they hit the Murphy's Law. No mention of Malachi Black. Hikaru Shida defeated Christina Marie with the Katana. John Silver defeated Ryan Nemeth with the Spin Doctor in a pretty fun match. And the main event here was The Butcher and the Blade. Buffalo's Own defeated The Factory's Aaron Solo and Nick Camarado. QT Marshall came out first and kind of ran down Buffalo saying nothing good has ever come out of here, which of course prompted The Butcher and the Blade with Bunny to come out to a huge pop. QT tried to interfere but gets taken out as The Butcher pins Solo after they hit Drag the Lake. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark. This actually was taped during All Out Week in Chicago, so a little bit far back here. This was, I think, taped before the Rampage episode. And we had Penelope Ford defeated Alice Crowley by submission with the Indian Deathlock. We head to the back where Alex Marvez is trying to get a word from Britt Baker and Rebel, who they are seen just leaving Hikaru Shida's locker room. And it looks like they attacked her and they took her out of the Dynamite Tag Team match. So now instead it'll be Toni Storm teaming up with Athena to take on Dr. Britt Baker and Serena Deeb. Not sure what happened with Shida being taken out of this match, but maybe we'll find out tonight on Dynamite. The next match saw Dante Martin and Matt Sydal teaming up again to take on Cesar Bononi and Ryan Nemeth, defeated them. A good match here with Martin pinning Nemeth after hitting the nosedive. Sky Blue and Queen Aminata defeated Emi Sakura and Diamante. Sky Blue gets the pin on Sakura to give Queen Aminata her first victory here in AEW. Danhausen defeated Peter Avalon. Danhausen gets a huge reaction when he comes out, and he's able to get the submission win with the Magic Atami. In the main event here, Matt Hardy defeated his former stablemate and Helico. Fun back and forth match here with Hardy hitting the Twist of Fate for the win. We go to Impact Wrestling. On Before the Impact, Crazy Steve defeated a debuting Shane Taylor after hitting a DDT off the middle rope. Taylor, you might remember from his time in Ring of Honor. The main show itself started with another debut here with Aussie Open, Mark Davis and Kyle Fletcher defeated Bullet Club's Ace Austin and Chris Bay after hitting Coriolis, and Mark Davis gets the pin on Bay. We go backstage where Anna Nomura is celebrating the OG Keys tag title win from last week, but Kenny King said that he's going to go after the X Division title now, and Eddie Edwards says that he'll take care of Heath, then get Josh Alexander to side with him. The Motor City Machine Guns challenged the Good Brothers for next week, as they have never had a tag team match before, and Carl Anderson said that there's only room for one machine gun here in Impact. Mickey James defeated local wrestler Rachel Rose, who's appeared on AEW Dark before. James on her last rodeo here to reclaim the Knockouts title, that she calls it, and if she loses, she will go home, but she gets the win here, hitting the McDT. Kenny King interrupts Mia Yim and Scott D'Amore, and Yim makes some Chippendales jokes to King, as King says that her man could never be a Chippendale dancer. Burn. King asks D'Amore for another X Division title shot, but D'Amore says that Mike Bailey is busy defending against Mascarada Dorada next week, so now King can go on and fight the debuting Yuri Uemura. Gia Miller asks Steve Macklin about his alliance with Moose, and he still denies it. Gia brings up the fact how Macklin and Moose have a tag team match next weekend against Decay, and Macklin says that was probably Moose's idea. Yuri Uemura, another debut here, defeated Kenny King. Good match here from both, with Mia Yim coming out and stopping King from using the ropes to win. As the referee was distracted, Yim kicked King, followed by Uemura hitting a top rope crossbody for the win. Sammy Callahan with a quick video where he says he'll be the puppet master for the Steve Macklin and Moose against after match of Victory Road in the Barbed Wire Massacre match. We see this produced video with Diener walking outside and screaming for Eric Young, who comes out of this house and keeps telling Diener to scream out violence as a dozen or so men in yellow hoodies start to surround him. So it looks like we'll be seeing some new version of Violent by Design with this. Chelsea Green defeated Taya Valkyrie after Rosemary, Jessica, and Deonna Purrazzo all tries to get involved on the outside. The ending came with Chelsea kicking Taya into Jessica, knocking her off the apron, and hitting I'm Prettier for the win. Jordan Grace told Gia Miller that she wasn't going to be intimidated by Masha Slamovich. Then she walks into a room that has Masha's gonna kill you written on the wall. We see an odd segment with Vincent trying to put words into PCO's head and telling him that they are Honor No More. So some sort of brainwashing going on here from Vincent. Brian Myers defends the Digital Media Championship against Bhupinder Gujjar, winning by disqualification after Myers brings the title into the ring and Gujjar hits Myers with it to be disqualified. We go backstage where Gail Kim tells Tasha Steelz that Killer Kelly has requested Tasha to be on commentary for her match next week as she takes on Alicia Edwards. Bhupinder and Myers are being separated backstage, so Scott D'Amore takes the title away from them and says they can fight for it next week in a ladder match. In the main event here, Eddie Edwards defeated Heath after Mike Bennett ran out to get involved. This distraction caused Edwards to hit a low blow and the Boston Knee Party for the win. After the match, Edwards calls out Josh Alexander to ask which side he's on. Alexander says that his side is whichever is across from Edwards. They start brawling as Mike Bennett, Kenny King, Heath, Rich Swann, Matt Taven run out and get involved as Honor No More stands tall to end the show, setting up some sort of eight-man match, it looks like. If you want a little bit more detailed report for Impact, I did actually do a report for it on PulseWrestling.com, as I was unable to do the AEW report for the week, being in Buffalo. We go to NWA USA. Homicide defends the Junior Heavyweight Championship against Eric Jackson, winning by submission with the Boston Crab. Scion with Austin Idol and Joe Alonso have a passionate back-and-forth interview, setting up their match that's going to come up on Power. We have two national title tournament qualifying matches as Judas defeated the Mercurio after hitting a chokeslam, and Brian Myers defeated Mike Bennett with a roll-up. We also had some quick interviews backstage with the Pope, JR Kratos, and Thrillbilly Silas. We go to NWA Power as Kratos makes his return here, teaming up with the Pope to defeat Casey Rocks and the Question Mark, or Question Mac as they kept calling him, this being Rodney Mac. But Kratos gets the pin on Rocks. After the match, Aaron Stevens and the Question Mark attacked and took out the Pope and Kratos, but we get another person dressed as the Question Mark to come out and scare off Aaron Stevens. Kyle Davis tries to get an interview with Bully Ray, making his first appearance on Power, but Matt Cardona comes out and tells him to leave, which just gets Bully Ray angry, so Cardona tells him to go find a partner and they can wrestle against VSK and Mike Knox. Scion defeated Joe Alonso with a rolling Death Valley driver. May Valentine tries to get a word with Ricky Steamboat, but Rolando Freeman interrupts and asks for a match with Trevor Murdoch, but Steamboat says that he doesn't even know who Rolando is. We go to the Queen Bee match. So this is the first time they did this was actually NWA 74 where Natalia Markova won. The way it works is it's a six-woman match, and then the winning six-woman team has to face off right after this in a three-way elimination match. So the first phase of this was Maxi Impaler, Angelina Love, and Natalia Markova defeated Pretty Empowered and Roxy, who is also known as Riley Rocket, after Max dropped Roxy with an ugly-looking powerbomb to win the match. And then they go into the three-way match where Markova eliminates Love with a running knee, but then her and Max actually get disqualified, or the match is ruled a no contest as they kept brawling. So Max destroyed the Queen Bee tiara after the match. May Valentine tried to interview Question Mark 2, who says that he is the brother of the original Question Mark. In the main event here, Tyrus defends the World TV Championship against Mims, winning rather quickly with the heart punch in the after match. He just leaves the TV title there for Black Cheese to pick up, so this might be alluding to him going after the world title. We go to NXT Level Up. Charlie Dempsey, making his Level Up debut, defeated Bodie Hayward of Chase U after escaping out of a submission and putting on an STF to submit Hayward. Valentina Faraz defeated Sol Ruka. Faraz looked very good here and fired up throughout and ended up getting the pin with a backslide. And Channing Lorenzo defeated Ike Minjiro after using Jiro's jacket against him and hitting a jumping kick for the pin. We go to New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong, first time ever meeting between two luchadors as Mascara Dorada defeated Mysterioso. Great match here with Mascara hitting the Dorada driver for the win. And then Robbie Eagles defeated Kevin Blackwood by submission with the Ron Miller special, and a really good matchup here. But the main event, Aussie Open defends a strong openweight championship against the West Coast Wrecking Crew with Mark Davis pinning Royce Isaacs after they hit Coriolis in a fantastic tag team match. This entire episode of Strong is extremely strong. No pun intended, but definitely check it out. Now that we don't have NXT UK anymore, Strong might be the number one show that's being talked about on this podcast. We go to WWE main event where Shelton Benjamin defeated Reggie with pay dirt. And T-Bar defeated Cedric Alexander. After the match, T-Bar was going to attack Alexander, but Mustafa Ali ran out for the save. And since we have a little bit more time here with NXT UK being no more, I figure I'm going to start talking about some other just random shows that I might have seen over the week. This week being First Wrestling presenting Saturday Night Nitro. This is the first show from the Mall of America in Minnesota in 27 years since the first episode of WCW Monday Nitro. And this show included some AEW talents such as Ethan Page defeating Ja C with Eagle's Edge. Orange Cassidy defeated Effie with a orange punch. Cole Cabana, who got a really big reaction here, defeated Dak Draper with a roll-up. The main event was supposed to be Rob Van Dam versus Dante Martin, but it ended up in a no contest after the Trustbusters interrupted and made it a tag team match where Rob Van Dam and Dante Martin defeated Ari Daivari and Sunny Kiss, with RVD hitting the 5-star frog splash on Daivari for the win. They also had Lindsay Dorado on this show, as well as Victoria, Lisa Marie Varon, as a special guest referee. Pretty cool show to see the visual of the Mall of America. I always figured it would be a cool place to kind of go back to and do some shows. The WWE Network editions of the week were Progress Wrestling Chapter 139, which featured former NXT UK wrestler Eddie Dennis having his first match there since 2019, as well as a match with Anthony Ogogo. We had WXW We Love Wrestling 35, as well as another episode of ICW Fight Club. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.